Network Marketing 2.0, episode 083. For free training and more training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about how to use network marketing groups on Facebook to sponsor more reps. Of course, you want more reps, right? You can never get enough reps in your business. Well, here's the thing. First of all, personally, I don't like reps in my business. I like entrepreneurs. And there's a distinctive difference between reps and entrepreneurs. And you can learn more about that later. But let's just be clear. I'm looking more in my personal team. I look more for entrepreneurs and not reps. Reps are people that pay $1, $7 and expect to make $1 million or expect the business to build itself. Entrepreneurs understand that there's a business to build. They understand that it's going to take investment. They understand it's going to take investment, especially of time. Initially, that's the whole point. You invest time initially, then you are in a position to essentially build a lifestyle of freedom into the future. But anyway, that's besides the point right now. On this episode, I want to specifically focus on an example. Like, I have a story to tell you of someone that I know personally that actually launched a $2 million team with Facebook groups. And there are pros and cons to that. There are also times that that works and times that that's not going to work. I'm going to give you exactly how to make it work if you want it to work, or the scenario in which that method works and scenario when it doesn't work. I've seen people teach this to people, and I've seen literally tons. If you go on Facebook right now, tons of Facebook groups directly associated with the network marketing profession. But let me share with you that in most cases, those things are a waste of time. Okay, just like everything else that that marketers have laid their hands on. You know, when there's a new tip or new strategy to build a business, once everybody jumps on it and starts using it, eventually it gets abused and then it becomes non-effective. But you know what? There's actually scenarios where it can still be very effective. And that's what I want to share with you today. The first thing is one of my friends used it to launch a $2 million team. And what he did was, he knew that the team was gonna happen and he set up a pre-launch. Okay. It was at the time, it was the first time that there will be a big buzz about 100% commissions. Okay. So there was a pay plan, a compensation plan of 100% commission, and it wasn't popular at the time. I'm sure a couple of people have done it before then, but it wasn't as popular. And what it did is it created a group on Facebook that says 100% commissions, who likes to make 100% commission. And then they dumped about, I don't know, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 people into that group, and he started to really nurture them and to build them over the next like 14 days, and he started to like just build the excitement around the whole idea of 100% commission. Now, you may not have 100% commission right now, but you may have something else that's exciting you about a new opportunity or the present opportunity that you're in. Whatever that one thing is, okay, you gotta find one thing, not everything. There's probably like a zillion benefits or reasons why you joined your business, but find the best one that you feel will resonate with people, that you feel got you sold. And the best one is usually the one that you got sold on. And chances are you're going to attract people like you because they will get sold on that same thing. So you want to dump people in it and then build a bunch of excitement around it. And that's exactly what it did. And then by the time the cards were open and it was ready for people to collect credit cards, he just took off. Okay. And since then, he's been the top income earner of that particular company because he started off the right way like that. Now, You may not be launching. You may just want to start somewhere in the middle. Maybe you've been in this business or something like that. It's just something to try out, but I want to give you a what if here, okay? The reason why that worked out well for him that I haven't mentioned is because he had brand equity. He had people that were following him that kind of trusted him already. And what I found is that when people teach this type of strategies, they try to teach it like it's some type of one-size-fit-all type of solution. Unfortunately, it's not, okay? There's something that you're going to have to do in this business that most people are not teaching you, and that's building a brand equity and probably some struggle equity, okay? In other words, you got to have your back against the wall at some point, okay? If you still have a job that's paying you well, chances are you're not going to take this business serious, okay? Even though this business would pay you a lot more in terms of lifetime, freedom, and money, you know, you're just going to settle because you're human. You have a human brain in your head. You're going to use words like, at least I'm doing well right now. The phrase, at least I am doing well right now. And that's not where you want to find yourself. So that strategy of using Facebook groups to launch a team or to relaunch a team can work for you. But you have to understand that it works mostly if you have some type of brand equity already, okay? Somebody is following you. Somebody is your friend on Facebook, and they already know you, they like you, they trust you, and now you're creating a buzz around the brand equity that you have. If you don't have any brand equity, and you haven't struggled in this business at all, you haven't even put any kind of free content out there, and build yourself as an expert, a leader in this zone, in this arena. And this applies to any business, by the way. It could be real estate, investing, anything, right? It's the same truth. People have to kind of like know, like, and trust you, okay? They have to know, like, and trust you. And one of the best ways to do that is to build a brand. You build a brand that's consistently giving free content out into the marketplace. Watch what I'm doing right now, kind of like what I'm doing right now, okay? And people start becoming a part of your loyal tribe. That's how you can do something like that. If you go out there and try to launch a Facebook group and then try to do exactly the strategies I gave you earlier, chances are it's not going to work because you don't have any brand equity. So you need to be very clear about that. It doesn't matter what strategy you're using to build leads, to build your list, to generate leads, generate traffic for your business, generate exposure for your business. If people don't know, like, and trust you already, as in, like, you have to nurture it and you have to nurture that relationship. You have to build relationship equity, brand equity, trust equity. You have to build a struggle equity. So struggle equity in the sense that most of the people you know that are successful today, they have been through some type of struggle. Okay. And can you avoid that struggle? Yeah, you can, okay? But you're probably going to have your own type of struggle. It may be different from theirs a little bit, but I'm telling you right now, there's no free ride here. It's absolutely worth it, but you're going to have some type of equity somewhere. That's why you see people join a team or they join some new company and they take off right away because they had some equity in place and no one tells you that. They just show you all the incomes and then it looks like it's overnight, but it's not. Now, is it worth it? It's always worth it because we're talking about the rest of your life in freedom of time and money. But in the beginning, you have to be willing to put your head down and get through the obstacles. And the best way to do that is to obviously find a mentor. So, you can use network marketing, Facebook groups. You can build your network marketing with Facebook groups. Absolutely. But, it's not a way around building equity. I just want to share that with you today. And if you want to learn more about how to build your brand equity, you know where to find me. Go to myempirepro.com or simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Now, that's it for today. I hope you've been educated, enlightened, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.